I mean, at this point in time, there's no reversing this. And the reason is because once these shots are injected, the intent of each one of those four shots that we mentioned, the mechanisms are a little different of how they achieve the end result, but the end result of all four is to create a spike protein in your body, which is a foreign protein, and there's billions of particles of spike proteins that we know cause direct harm. Once that process has been started, it's like having an on button with a no off button.
You know, sometimes I get guests on here where I have to really lay out who they are and give them a full-blown introduction. Our next guest is one that if you watch my show, if you read my website, if you are participating at all in life in America, then you know who our next guest is. But just in case you don't, you can always find her at drtenpenny.com. That's DR with no period. Tenpenny, TENPENNY.com. And that will give you all of the information. I've already blown my big surprise. So without further ado, I am very pleased, blessed, and honored to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us today. Doctor, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. And it's such an honor to be on your show.
It's an honor to have you. You have been, I think that perhaps second only to Donald Trump, you have been referenced by more of my past guests than anyone we've ever talked to. You know, it's like, well, if you read what Dr. Tenpenny said, if you watch the video that Dr. Tenpenny did, if you see Dr. Tenpenny on this show, yeah, a lot of people, even in your field, even your peers, admire and respect you very much so. And for good reason. You've been fighting this fight for a long time. And now it is go time when it comes to, you know, there are people that are anti-vaxxers. There are people that are vaccine skeptical. There are people that are asking questions about vaccines. We're all coming together now with this particular series of quote unquote vaccines, because not only are they being mass rolled out to the world, they also seem to have more questions attached to them than pretty much any vaccines that we've seen in modern history. Would you agree?
Totally agree. And they're not vaccines. I mean, you did your little air quotes on vaccines, which is appropriate because they are not. I mean, a real vaccine in terms of the ones that have been FDA approved, which first is the first distinction, because these injectable products that we're using now have been approved by the FDA, but only for emergency use only. And I think that's sometimes where people get confused, that the FDA signed off on the EUA and actually broke several federal laws to do it. And they approved this emergency use only injection of foreign matter that is a genetic modification tool. A real vaccine, if you want to say a real vaccine, something like chickenpox or influenza or MMR or tetanus shots, what they are designed to do is to develop an antibody that keeps you from contracting the infection, keeps you from spreading the infection, and hopefully lowers the hospitalization and death rate. Well, that's kind of the antithesis of what these four approved shots are that I generally speak about, which is the J&J shot and AstraZeneca, because they work similarly. And I talk about the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot because they work similarly. Now, there's 162 more of these injections in the developmental pipeline. And as of a couple of days ago, the last time I looked, the New York Times has a pretty accurate tracker that you can look at on the New York Times website. As of a couple of days ago, there were 83 that were nearing completion of clinical trials. Now, why do we need 170 shots for one infection? I mean, what do they know that they aren't saying? And what are they anticipating injecting into us that millions of people are just willing to roll up their sleeve and accept?
That is the question. And it's something where, yeah, I had no idea it was that much. I knew there were a lot more out there that were in development and in trials. And I was asking the same question. Why do we need more than one or two, you know, maybe three for distribution reasons, since they're trying to mass distribute it to the entire world. But 170, that just blows my mind. I'm going to ask you, this is a question that I hate to admit it, but I don't expect you to be able to answer it, because it's not a very fun question. It's a question that a lot of people have been asking me, and I have been researching it. I cannot find an answer. We know that on our show and on many shows, we've been warning people for months about the vaccines, or quote unquote vaccines.
The shots, the
non-FDA approved drugs that they're pumping into people. We've been trying to warn people about it for a long time, but unfortunately, you know, you have a large and loud, but still infinitesimal compared to the massive push by big government, by big pharma, by mainstream media. They are just much, much louder than we can ever be. So unfortunately, there are, depending upon the numbers you hear, there are either tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of people, and definitely hundreds of millions of people worldwide who've already taken their shot. My question for you, the tough question is, what is there any remedy? Is there anything that can be done for those people who have taken the shots and now they regret it? Now they realize, oh crap, I may be in trouble.
I wish that I could give you a go team, rah, rah, happy, happy answer to that, because there isn't one. I mean, at this point in time, there's no reversing this. And the reason is because once these shots are injected, the intent of each one of those four shots that we mentioned, the mechanisms are a little different of how they achieve the end result, but the end result of all four is to create a spike protein in your body, which is a foreign protein, and there's billions of particles of spike proteins that we know cause direct harm. Once that process has been started, it's like having an on button with a no off button, because your immune system sees these foreign proteins floating through your bloodstream and go, oh, wait, what's that thing doing in here? It sensitizes the T cells and the B cells to start to create an antibody to make it go away. But those spike proteins can end up on the surface of organs. They act like something that's called in medicine, it's called a hapten, H-A-P-T-E-N, hapten, which sticks up like a little nub that your immune system goes, that shouldn't be there, and allows the antibody to start attacking it. So it sticks on the surface of your organs. It sticks on the inside lining of your lungs. We know directly it can cause cardiovascular disease. It can cause cardiomyopathies, cardiac arrhythmias, and something called pulmonary artery hypertension, which is a thickening of the artery that goes from your heart to your lungs, which is irreversible and uniformly fatal within 2 to 3 years under the very best of conventional medical treatment. So we've started a process that has an on button, but no off button. If that piece of genetic material propagates in perpetuity, it never stops. Those spike proteins can get reincorporated back into your own DNA through a process called transfection. And so it gets read over and over and over again, turn into more messenger RNA to make more proteins. And Bill Gates himself said at the beginning of this in one of his interviews, you know, this is going to be such a great thing. People can be their own vaccine factory. They can make it inside themselves, except it's not, because the protein, I've divided the reactions from these shots into four categories. The first category is acute anaphylactic reactions. So it's like the people eat the peanuts that they're allergic to and they go into anaphylactic shock. The people are sensitized to polysorbate and also to polyethylene glycol, which are in these injections. And about 70% of the population is sensitive to those products. So there's an acute reaction that can be an anaphylactic reaction or a heart attack. It can just kill you flat out. So you've got category one is acute reactions. Category two is what these spike proteins are designed to do. This can't be a random event. And we can later go through each one of those things if you'd like. And then there's an antibody that is made to the foreign protein. The antibody itself can attack 28 different organs types in your body and destroy it. And those go on in perpetuity. They never go away. And then the fourth category is sort of like a general other. We put it in the category of other, like infertility, like strokes, like what it does to suppress your macrophages and stop your immune system. So the category four is kind of like other ways that these shots can destroy your immune system. These shots are deadly. They're deadly weapons. And I've often said, JD, you know, if I can figure this out, you know, this osteopathic physician sitting in my living room, combing through the medical literature late at night, can pull out 20 mechanisms of injury. And since I published the ebook, there's actually a couple more that I found. It could be 20 more for all we know. If I can figure this out over just the last couple of months, and these dastardly, sinister humans have had years and endless money and access to unbelievably smart minds and people in research and in bench labs and things like that, what else have they designed that's coming through these needles? This is not a random event. It's not an accident. It's not like suddenly that we're injecting people and going, they're going, oh my, we had no idea that was going to happen. Hardly. And so that's a long-winded way of answering your question. What can be done to for people who were glued to, and I think addicted to their fear-based place, that no matter what facts you told them, they weren't going to give it up. They were addicted to that adrenaline feeling that people have when they're afraid. And again, the powers that be know that fear is the most effective weapon. And one of it is the adrenaline fear that you get, that people get addicted to. It's kind of like when they go to scary movies. Why do people go to scary movies? Because they want that adrenaline fear-based high. And so if people were stuck in that, or they blindly trusted their doctor, or unbelievably glued to CNN and believed everything that came out of those people's mouths, and they rolled up their sleeves, and now that they've gotten more information from me and Scott Kesterson and Carrie Madej and Lee Merritt and Dr. Christian Northrup and Dr. Larry Pilevsky and all the rest of us, they go, oh, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Once you vaccinate, once you inject, particularly with these, I've been saying that about vaccines for as long as I've been doing this, for almost 21 years, that once you vaccinate, you cannot unvaccinate. That is taken up to some exponential level, at least so far, with these shots that are being injected into human beings. Once you transform your body, your temple, your God-given DNA by some pharmaceutical product created by the pharmakia, which are the sorcerers, and you have accepted that into your body, to date, there's nothing you can do about it.
We are proud to support a patriotic company that you might have heard of, called MyPillow.com, and its founder, Mike Lindell. You can support them too by shopping online and using promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout for up to 66% off. Or call 1-800-862-0382. So head on over to MyPillow.com now or after the show. And again, use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout to receive your discount.
Whenever we get such a wonderful interview as the one that we did with Dr. Sherry Timpany, it's, you know, we treat it like normal. 99 times out of 100. Actually, what is this show? 253. So, well, 252 out of 253 times, we'll take that show and we'll turn it into a show. This one was a bit different because I couldn't identify one topic to focus on. There were so many important things that Dr. Tenpenny said that we decided to break this up into multiple shows. It's shorter, obviously. This one is, if those who've been following the show know that this one is much shorter than the 48 minutes, 20 seconds that we normally do it. And when all of these segments are out, then we will have a two-parter. The interview lasted about an hour and a half. We could have gone another 5 hours if we had wanted to, but we didn't. So she had other obligations. I just was so excited to get it out there that I couldn't wait for it to end so I could start editing it and getting it out to the people. We are going to take each individual topic, such as the one today, this one regarding whether or not is there a way to fix it? If you've already been vaccinated, what do you do? And unfortunately, sorry, folks, there's not much you can do right now. You changed the genetic makeup of your body. I know they say, oh, it's temporary. Okay, but if it's temporary, then what's the point of getting a vaccine? You're going to be temporarily, maybe a little bit immune. They're not even saying that about this, these quote unquote vaccines anymore. They're not talking about immunity. They're saying that it improves your ability to fight the disease. You know, no. If you have not taken these shots, these injections, as Dr. Tenpenny has said, I urge you, please do your research. I urge you not to do it. If you already have, I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I'm sorry that you put your faith into a drug or a set of drugs that are not FDA approved, that have not been tested thoroughly. They use technology that has never been approved for use as a vaccine. Technology that they had to redefine literally the word vaccine so that these could be called vaccines. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which is, of course, woke and complicit, they literally changed the definitions of the word vaccine so that these would fit, because otherwise they did not. If you look at the old definition, the previous definition, prior to COVID-19, these drugs, these injections, would not qualify to be defined as vaccines. So anyway, point is that we will be breaking this up into individual segments. I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes each. Depends upon, I haven't re-listened to the whole thing yet. I figured that that one topic that we talked about today was enough for one show. We'll be putting out at least one a day, maybe even two a day, until we get through it all. And then I will release the entire show in a two-part, 48 minutes and 20 seconds each part. And we'll get that out to everybody for easier sharing of the whole thing. So, Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode with Dr. Tenpenny. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.